Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Christian High School counselor Brad Ingbers joins us on today's program to discuss the annual Winterim program, which returns this week and next.
Well, Brad, it's good to be talking to you again as we approach the end of another calendar year, which means we are halfway through the school year, and the kickoff to the second half of the year here at Pella Christian has become quite the tradition in our area community, and that is Winterim. It's returning, getting close now, I think, to, 10 years in terms of serving students in different ways than a traditional classroom. Give our listeners an overview of what Winterim is and what it's become, really, in the past near decade now.
Yeah, Winterim was started back in around 2012. I don't remember the exact year we started, but about 10 years ago, you're right. And where we just wanted a unique opportunity for our students between semesters to experience a variety of things. And we offer classes. We've always had classes that are a little bit unusual from your typical math, science, and English classes here at PC. And those classes you have morning. There's some in the morning and there's some in the afternoon. And then we also have internship opportunities that our students are taking advantage of through various organizations throughout Central Iowa and some even out of state. And then we have trips. This year our trips are down a little bit, but in the past we've had students doing mission trips. Sometimes they're Spanish-speaking trips where we'll send kids down to South America, a country down there for either doing mission work or just, using their Spanish. And then other times there's just like fine arts trips. But those were limited this year. Hopefully we can get those back going again next year.
Well, and let's start with the classes, and that's mainly, not all, but mainly underclassmen, freshmen, sophomores, some juniors who usually take these anyway. And there's a wide variety each year. There's not a ton new, but there's a ton coming back because of COVID, a lot of restrictions lifted off. I'm sure you're able to get a few more volunteers and people to come in. What are some of the highlights for the coursework this year?
Yeah, last year, due to COVID, we were only asking kids to take one class at a time, so they either had to take a morning or afternoon. Now we're back to a regular full schedule where kids are taking classes in the morning and in the afternoon, and really a wide variety of classes. I'm resurrecting a class that I teach this year that I haven't taught for a couple years in inventions, where we just study just the latest inventions, and we have great resources here around Pella where I can take the kids over to the Vermeer Auditorium or the Vermeer Pavilion and look at the museum and see, the history of things that were invented in our area and the patent process. And we have classes in robotics, some in genealogy where students are looking back in their past and leading worship. There's just a wide variety, some sports-related classes like volleyball or bowling and racket sports, and just a variety of fun classes.
And the other piece of this, and one that I've personally become almost attached to, I've had, I think, four or five interns over the years since I've come here about 7.5 years ago. Internships, not just, of course, at KNIA KRLS, but all of our area businesses really step up in a big way, not just here in Pella, but, as far away sometimes as Des Moines and beyond.
Yeah, we have a lot of kids this year. Right now, our number is at 82 students that are going to be doing internships. So, interestingly, this year we have a number of students that are doing veterinary science. So if you're bringing your pets or anybody to any of the local veterinarians, all three of them here in Pella and a couple in Oskaloosa and Knoxville, you might see a PC student there from January 3 to January 11. And we just have, that's just our area businesses, like you said, have stepped up and offered opportunities to our students. So not only in veterinary science, which is unique this year, but healthcare, Vermeer. I took yesterday about 11 students over to Vermeer to meet with their mentors, and they're doing everything from the marketing department to engineering, chaplain, accounting, video production. So Vermeer provides a ton of different opportunities for our students to really get an in-depth look at what goes on in a corporation like that. And of course, the other businesses in town, both large and small, Pellicorp, Precision, are all involved. And then everything from the motorcycle shops and area farm areas, or farm service organizations and farmers, mechanic shops. We have a lot of people doing a lot of different things that are helping us out.
Well, and especially the internship piece and to some extent the coursework, especially when you bring community leaders often. And I know like guys like Mike Buchheit and Mary Mansfield and realtors have come in and taught classes before. You know, when you have that connection, what do you think that has done for students, whether it's something they want to do, they know already know what they want to do, or it's something that they might want to do and find out they don't like it?
Yeah, it's great for our community. You know, again, for our students to see people in our community, get to know people who own businesses in town and get to know people who are involved in the corporations and just really get a good idea of the wide variety of opportunities that we have here in Pella. And these people are stepping up and investing in these kids, both in the classroom and through our internship program. And it's really a tribute to the value that I think our community puts on education and providing unique opportunities for students to enjoy getting to know a career. And like you said, it's a winner for both situations, where a student might be so interested in something and that exposure has now solidified that interest and say, yep, that's a direction I want to go. And once in a while, we'll have students that are saying, after spending some time with the person in that career area, maybe I'm not as interested as I once thought I was, and they'll choose a different path.
Now, I've talked to you about this actually before we open up the microphone. When we think about the future of Winterham, it's obviously as strong as it's ever been, and you're hoping to have more trips. But I'm sure you're always looking for more businesses, looking for more people to come teach classes, all the above. If people have an interest or an idea, I'm sure you're the person to contact. This year's event starts January 3rd, and it always starts that first week after the new year.
Yep, that's correct. And you're right. We love having new people come, whether they're willing to offer an interest that they have, something unique that they'd like to teach students. Our classes are 3-hour sessions typically, like we said, in the morning. This year we're a 7-day Winterham experience. Every year that kind of varies a little bit based on the calendar, whether we're 5, 6, or 7 days. This year is a 7-day calendar. But if anybody'd be interested in the future of saying, hey, I know how to teach this, or I'd love to be able to teach this to students, and they have the time, we would welcome the opportunity to talk with you about what you have to offer. And internship opportunities also, we always put that out there. If you're interested, maybe your particular career area is short on employees and you really want to expose students. We have a number of students doing things as electricians this year, which is great, because I know that some of the trades are really looking for who's going to take over for me in the future and who can we hire. And this little mini experience is a great way to expose students to that.
Once again, that was Brad Ingbers at Pella Christian High School discussing Winterham.
If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniacableless.com under podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.